The Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art is making a big statement in the new year. It's unveiling its first year-long collection show, and it'll feature all women artists. It's called Unapologetic, All Women, All Year. It all started with a recent study from Williams College that shows the vast majority, 87%, of major museum collections across the country feature male artists. Our co-host Lauren Gilger sat down with Jennifer McCabe, director and chief curator of SMOCA, to talk more about it.
It's pretty shocking, I think. Under 12% are women and artists of color that are in museum collections. So while we may be focusing on showing exhibitions that are more inclusive, it really tells a story of behind the scenes how much structural change really needs to happen in order to bring museums into the 21st century.
How does that work? I mean, what is some of the structural changes? This is about buying, art buying. This is about curating. It's not as simple as sort of saying we want to be more inclusive and so therefore we are, right?
Right. And our collection is relatively small. It's only 2,000 pieces of artwork, and we don't have an acquisitions budget. So we often take donations from artists that we have had exhibitions with, or donations from collectors who are giving away works and want to see them in a good home, that sort of thing. But for me, the idea that collections have such little equality is just proof of the history of art.
Do you think that the art world is aware of this, or was this sort of a shock when this most recent study came out, right? Like, it showed that in the last decade or so, there really hasn't been much progress at all, when it seemed like maybe within the art world, they thought there had been.
I think that for me, it certainly gave the impulse to make it more public, right? To do an exhibition that is declaring itself all women, to promote dialogue, to raise awareness of what the situation really is.
Yeah, so let's talk about this decision. This is SMOCA's first year-long collection show, right? Why now, and what will this look like?
We are a small institution, and we can be nimble and make changes and try things that we haven't previously tried. So the idea first started with, let's do a year-long collection show. And the idea behind that was, we'll have works up that people can come back and see more than one time. Our staff will be more knowledgeable on particular works and be able to share that with the public. So we kind of started with the idea of a year-long collection show, just to try it, see how it was. Mm-hmm. And then the study that we read really brought into fine focus what that collection show would be.
So how big is the collection, you said, and how do you kind of sift through it and pick what will go up on the walls?
So our collection is 2,000 pieces, and according to our own calculations, we're about 25% women. So even our collection isn't really stellar or equal. So we have an assistant curator, Lauren O'Connell, and a curatorial assistant, Keisha Turley, and they really sifted through the collection to choose artworks that had themes that resonated for women, and to find visual connections and theoretical connections and those kinds of things. In addition, in the spring, we'll have a whole gallery of installation-based work. So that just means larger scale works with a variety of mediums that really haven't been seen since they were first exhibited.
What will it look like? What are some of the highlights in your mind?
So some will be very subtle, like installation of string that will play with light and space. And others will be paper. They'll just be, I think you'll walk in and feel this kind of sense of awe because of the sheer scale of the installations.
Yeah, yeah. As you go through those couple of hundred probably pieces of works, the 25% that are done by women in your collection, right? What are some of the ones you're excited to take out of the closet, essentially?
Well, it's exciting to go back and look at things that we have. Like, there's a print by Kara Walker, who's a very well-known artist. But we also are continually making acquisitions through donations. So we are showing for the first time a new acquisition by a local artist, Muriel Magenta, that teaches at ASU. And it's a video, it's a series of videos, and we are all super excited to show that.
So it's not all things that are from the past. There's still some new women artists coming in.
Exactly.
So you said, even looking at your collection, while 25% is better than 12, right, of women artists here, how do you want to change? How do you change it going forward?
I think we continue focusing on those ideals of diversity and equity and inclusion. But I really love the idea of making it more public. And so having buy-in from the public, this is what we're doing and this is why we're doing it and this is what we aspire to. So I think we're always investigating those ideas.
So it sounds like putting forth a project like this, literally called Unapologetic, right?
Right.
and saying, like, this is the point of this. You're hoping that will not only shift the culture within the organization, but also shift the public's expectations from you.
Definitely. And maybe help them understand why there's so much focus. I think 2020 is a year where institutions across the country are focusing on women artists in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the suffragist movement. But we're doing this all the time. It's just a moment to make it public.
So in the art world in general, how do you think these changes take hold in a real way? In a way in which this isn't just lip service, this isn't just for appearances, but there is real structural change, as you mentioned, would be needed.
Well, there's an example that I go back to, which is the large text history of art book by Janssen, which anyone who took an Art History 101 class, they probably had that.
I definitely had this.
You had that, right? They introduced women artists into that text in 1986. So we have a long way to go to make up and make up that difference and give platform to as many different voices as we can and the voices that reflect our communities.
Yeah. All right. That is Jennifer McCabe, Director and Chief Curator at SMOCA. Thank you so much.
Thank you.